The five mistakes most estate agents make. Today, I'm joined by Jason Cannon, estate agency coach and all-round top guy. He knows his onions about estate agency. Listen up, because this is going to be good. Jason, what are the five biggest mistakes most estate agents make? Talk to me.
Number one, Chris, is feast and famine. Yeah. So agents need to understand that, the difference between urgent and important. They need to do the important stuff every day, the lead generation things every day. Otherwise, they're always going to have this relationship with business. They're always going to be chasing the next listing. Yeah. They need to think more like farmers,
Been banging on about it for 10 years.
I know. It's one of the things that I love about, you talk about that a lot. But have that understanding that you don't need to always think about the next listing. People make decisions a year in advance. So, the best agents will say, I've got this many properties booked in for February, this many for March, this many for April. It's possible if you're process driven and you're working on the important tasks and not just the urgent. So, feast and famine.
Two.
Stop talking about you and your market share.
You've been looking at my
The gospel
Facebook
according to Mr. Watkin. Yeah.
feed. Don't be
Stop
too
talking
bad.
about you and your market share because nobody cares.
No one cares,
Yeah.
apart from your mum.
Yeah, your mum. Talk about
What the punter's interested in.
your successes. Talk about your percentage of asking price for your last five clients or your last one client. Talk about the money that you've negotiated for your customer. Talk about the story, tell the story about you've moved little Johnny from X to Y and he loved
Huge.
it. Yeah. Because that is far more.
And tying the story up with the pound notes. So if you say you've got an extra 2 grand or an extra 2%, that enabled them to have an extra bedroom where mum came round and can stop and look after babysit the dogs. We're all over that, aren't we?
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah.
Three.
Spending money before you need to. So this is focused on and aimed at those business owners that start an estate agency business and they think that in week two or month two, they need to go and hire an admin or they need to have a negotiator because they're so busy with the five listings that they've got on the market. So fall in love with doing everything, be a master, try and be a master of all those things. And then when you get to a point where you're big enough, then distill that, leverage your time, have the the professional approach to business, much like a barrister or a surgeon would do, but initially do all the stuff yourself so you learn how to do it. Yeah, you don't need to spend loads of money on hiring all these different people to do stuff for you. Learn it first, and then when your business gets to a certain point, then leverage that.
Number four.
You are generic, be unique, be niche. Yeah. Find the market within the market in your town, in your city, in
So
your
that's either a
village.
price range or a particular type.
If you and I were going to open a garage that service cars, we would have a niche. We would say,
Audis or BMWs.
exactly. And then we would say, right, we're doing Audis and we're only doing Audis that are less than 3 years old. We're going to sell those. That would be our niche. We would advertise that niche. We only look after minis. We only look after Audis. So have a niche. Understand what that niche is in your business. I deal with properties in this price band.
And
This
don't
is
be
what I
tempted.
specialize
And
in.
don't be tempted. The amount of agents that take, because you're a bit desperate and they all of a sudden they become generic.
If you're a luxury agent, and that's what you call yourself on LinkedIn, why are you listing a property at £200,000 above a shop? Now, if I'm a luxury seller, does that make me more or less likely to choose you next time, Chris? Doesn't take a genius to work out, yeah? So within your network, you have someone you can refer that business to. Someone you know has similar values, does an equally good job to you. Set it up. You could even go and do the listing. Agree the fee, do the listing, and then give it to little Jimmy or whoever you collaborate with,
Yes.
right? So be known as, so be niche, yeah? Restaurant, cars, whatever, be niche. Don't be generic.
Indeed. Next.
Lifetime value. And nobody really understands this. This is something that I've talked about for years. It's understanding that every single applicant that registers, hate the word, but every single applicant you have a conversation with that inquires about a listing that you've got on the market, they're all going to buy in your town. So they're all going to be a seller at some point, aren't they?
They are. And it shocks me that agents just archive them within 2 nanoseconds.
Yeah.
And then don't send anything out to them.
Yeah. So what's the lifetime value of that client?
It could be 4 or 5 moves.
Yep.
I worked out a landlord lifetime value is about £83,000.
Right. But what we do is we say, chances are they're going to be employed in that job for 2 years.
Well, most people don't think long term, do they?
No. They don't. They don't think feast and famine, do they? They don't think like the farmer. So how can I get to know that person? How can I build some rapport with that person really quickly so they trust me? And more importantly, have I got a process that enables me to stay in touch with them so that they can choose me later on down the line?
Indeed.
Yeah.
Jason, thank you for those top 5 mistakes estate agents make. And I hope you have learned lots from it. I certainly have. Thank you, Jason.
Thank you, Chris.